I've got a secret celebrity wedding to tell you about coming up in just a second. First, Miley Cyrus is under fire for comments that she made on Instagram Live. So she and her new boyfriend, Cody Simpson, went live on Instagram, and Miley made comments about how she has recently learned that you don't have to be gay and that she's learned there are good men out there. It was really bizarre. Listen to this.
I was being a little too, like, hardcore feminist vibes and just, like, I don't know, not allowing anyone in, but now I am. There are good men out there, guys. Don't give up. You don't have to be gay. There are good people with out there. You just got to find them. You got to find a on
All right, so obviously a lot of people found her comments offensive. They said that she was obviously insinuating that sexuality is some kind of choice that people make because she was saying, yeah, I decided I didn't have to be gay and that there are good guys out there and I just had to find one and I found Cody Simpson, basically. A lot of people questioned the comments. They especially didn't sit well with the LGBTQ community. And others said it was a cheap shot at her soon-to-be ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth, too, you know, like insinuating that she was with him for a long time and Cody's the first good guy that she's found.
Oh, okay.
Didn't she come out like a few days ago and say that Liam Hemsworth is a bad person?
No.
She went back
on it
now?
I didn't see that at all. Their divorce has been going pretty well, actually. Okay. They had a prenup, so they haven't really been arguing. Everything's
sounds like
been
she's
pretty
sort of
smooth.
Fallen off the rails since that breakup.
Now, Miley has replied to the backlash. She said, I was talking about sucky guys, but let me be clear. You do not choose your sexuality. You were born as you are. It has always been my priority to protect the LGBTQ community that I am a part of. So she said she is a part of that community and she'll always protect. I think she misspoke. She has supported the LGBTQ community a lot throughout her life and her career. So hopefully people will give her a pass on this one. She also shared that she's 4 months sober and it's a best she's ever felt and that she's radiating right now.
I was going to say maybe she's back on the cannabis train bandwagon, but I guess that's not the case.
Okay, well, she said sober. I don't know if that means alcohol. I don't know if herbs count in that. I can't confirm
Hollywood sober is different than the rest of the world sober.
Exactly. Nicki Minaj is apparently married. This one is for the boys in the powwows.
Entrepreneurs against the mowgows. When did this happen?
Well, it seems like she announced her marriage on Instagram last night. She's been dating Kenneth Petty for almost a year now.
Okay.
And she shared a video with matching Mr. and Mrs. Muggs and a matching bride and groom baseball cap on her Instagram. And she captioned the clip, Onika Tanya Mirage Petty, with yesterday's date. So that is her name with her, I'm assuming now husband's last name. She hasn't shared any more details about tying the knot, but back in the summer, I remember Nicki Minaj saying that she was going to have a big wedding celebration following a very low-key marriage ceremony. So apparently this was the low-key marriage ceremony.
Nicki Minaj is all about the surprise announcements. She surprised us with the fact that she was retiring. Nobody saw that coming.
Which wasn't
and now
true.
Yeah, exactly. And now she's married. So maybe that's not true either.
So you stay relevant, I suppose.
Yeah. Her reps are not commenting on it right now, so we'll see. I bet you she's pregnant before. Maybe already, but if not, I think she'll have a baby very soon.
Okay. Will Cardi B be invited?
Absolutely not. Invited to what? The wedding or the birth of her child?
Any of it.
Either or.
None of the above. She should be nowhere in the vicinity. They really do not like each other. All right, it's Nikki. That is your biz. And coming up, we've got your chance to beat Sam and win tickets to see Barack Obama. A conversation with President Barack Obama happening November 14th at the Bell Center. Plus, Sam hasn't lost in a while and we really want to make it happen. We're going to play coming up in 6 minutes on the V92.5.